بسم الله الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا ما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه ولقد كرمنا بني آدم وحملناهم في البر والبحر ورزقناهم من الطيبات وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to learn, to understand, to listen to the words of Quran, to understand the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give a person something good, yufaqqihu fid-deen, He will give him the opportunity to learn or to understand the words of Allah and Rasul. My dear brothers in Islam, as we see today in this time and age, that people have focused everything in this world with a monetary return, with a monetary gain, with an income, or with some monetary return or benefit. People have taken everything. It has gone beyond its limits. My dear brothers in Islam, the objective is to gain something of this world. To sell or to promote, it has no limits today. Sell or promote anything, but to gain something of this world. This is how today the world has focused this mankind. And you take every person, as we know, when we go back to the history, that the field of medication at the early stage, it was completely a service. Education was completely a service. Then it was commercialized. Today we see in different names, different terms, different titles, different type of professions are defined, but it has become with a worldly gain or worldly return. So let us understand, people have made everything commercialized. That's how the capitalistic thinking, that anything must have a return behind. You can kill 100 to save $1. This is the world that we are living, whether we like it or not. Coming back to the discussion, we take this human, the human race, this humanity, himself, they have commercialized. They have made this human as also with the objective of worldly gains or to earn this world. They have commercialized this human as we see today. Look at our thinking. Whether we like it or not, it has conquered our hearts. It has conquered our lives. It has penetrated into our hearts. A person, Allah has blessed him children. What his objective behind? Now he thinks, I must promote him into this field, so he will have a better income, he will have a better return, he will earn more, he will have a better earning, he will have sufficient amount of wealth. A child's life is focused. Yesterday or other day somebody was talking to me. He said there was a father who spent his entire life earning to a son that he wants to become into a certain profession. I do not want to mention the profession because afterwards somebody is offended. My dear brothers in Islam, the father said that you are my dream, the dream boy. He spent all his earnings, all what he had, all his wealth in our country. Then a time came, the father needed some help. The son started looking at the father, whether from a monetary point of view. Father molded this child with a monetary objective. Now the father reached the old age. The son is evaluating whether to keep the father at the old age home. If the expense is less there, better my father remain there. Because everything has been with the objective of this world, with a monetary return, with a commercial gain. This is how the world has designed itself to the people living and existing. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, we know in the past we had time that something called ethnic cleansing or killing, that they were killing people or they were wiping nations. They had a mission continued, and it is still in that way with a different term or words. But my dear brothers in Islam, why? It is with a return. They say that these inhabitants or the human race is in the increase. Day by day it is increasing. It is bringing more burden to the resources that are existing within this human. And these resources are limited. These resources are limited. We have limited amount of food. We have limited amount of water. We have limited amount of debt. We have limited amount of these things. But the human race keep on increasing. They brought many things as family planning and to control families. To have a small family, you are blessed. And they went on saying, and theories of ethnic cleansing and many, many things that they came out to reduce this mankind. The reason why they want to reduce the mankind with a commercial gain, with a monetary gain. My dear brothers in Islam, which Islam rejects, these type of thinking or these type of ideology, Islam rejects. My dear brothers in Islam, take a woman today, how she's commercialized, subhanallah. For her beauty, there is a price given. For her look, that there is a price given. For her figure, that there is a price fixed. She has been completely commercialized. And we understand and we see with our naked eye, to promote something insignificant, they will disclose the privacy of a woman. Which that woman carries no value, but that product carries value. My dear brothers in Islam, we can go further and further to sell a tire. One day I saw they have put a huge banner. There are few category types of tires are mentioned. And a tractor tire also came. And next to that, a woman is standing. I ask myself, what is the relationship between these two? My dear brothers in Islam, this is how that world start commercializing everything, and they have commercialized this human, and the human values have dropped to such low levels where the resources of this world are more valuable than this human. If you take Africa, those countries which mine gold, If you kill a person, you could pay a certain X amount and you can come home. But if you steal gold from the gold mine, you have death penalty. How the human has been valued. This is how the world is moving towards where today no value for human. No value for a person called a father. No value for a person called mother. No value for children. No value for humans. My dear brothers in Islam, for one cigarette they will kill a person. That is the time that we are living today. That is the time which is crossing us, and it will cross our children. May Allah protect us and our children. My dear respected brothers in Islam, that's what Islam spoke at right beginning. The value of humanity. How great is this mankind in the eyes of Allah. When you look into the Quran and Sunnah, there is nothing, wallahi, there is nothing more valuable than this humanity in the eyes of Allah. There is nothing more valuable to Allah than this human. Human is the most valuable, superior, honored creation in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no word that we could explain beyond this. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, he even compared human to the holy city of Makkah al-Mukarrama, to that Kaaba which you and me honor, which you and me value. That means, my dear brothers in Islam, in the eyes of Allah, human are the most supreme creation. That's why Allah says in the Quran, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Verily, we have honored, كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah is saying, after creating this entire universe, after creating everything, Allah is saying, وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Verily, we have honored son of Adam. That is, son of Adam, every human, the entire human race, is honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And we made him to travel, or we carried him over the land and over the ocean. Today we see all these huge ships and etc. moving because of this ayah. Because of this ayah, Allah subjugated this entire universe for this human. That's why Quran is also saying, سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرُضِ. Allah has subjugated for you. Allah has made this entire universe a slave for this human. Everything in this world has been subjugated for this mankind. My dear brothers in Islam, imagine the value and the honor in the eyes of Allah with regard to humanity. One day, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were sitting in one gathering. A dead body or a janaza of a Jew was carried in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up. Sahaba was shocked. They asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is this? You are standing for a janaza of a Jew. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply, a beautiful answer. It is a soul and a life which is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I did this. Then there are narrations that at times Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not stand up, and the ulama saying it was a love, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped. And according to some, at least once that you must practice in your lifetime. But my dear brothers in Islam,
let us come back to the discussion that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the value of human in this degree. In this level, when it came to human, that's why when Sahaba were traveling, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, ittaqi da'wat al-madhulum. O my Sahaba, you fear the curse of the oppressed. It could be a Muslim, it could be a person from another culture. You fear Allah with regard to that you oppress them, because they are human. The moment that they raise their hands towards Allah, Allah will grant their supplication against you. My dear respected brothers in Islam, how that we must value human. Do we have this value in our heart? When we look at any person, do we value people in this level? Do we honor people in this degree? Today, when we look at human, we look at commercial. Who is he? Where he belongs to? What family he belongs to? What position he is in the society? What is his strength? What is his capabilities? What is his ability? This is what that we look. And this is how that we have started treating people today. My dear brothers in Islam, but look at the life of Rasul. When we look into the Quran, it has gone beyond these limits. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this human, Allah told the angels, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونٍ فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ. سبحان الله. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, إِنِّي خَالِكُمْ بَشَرًا, indeed I am going to create the human race, مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَئٍ مَسْنُونَ, from that clay which is black and muddy, from this I will be creating, and it has a sound, that I will be creating this human. And Allah told the angels, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ. Look at my dear brothers in Islam. You know, in business we say, yes, we did that deal, we did this deal, and there is some deal that which was really attractive, or there is something that we have done really attractive. We will say, you know, I did this personally, I promoted this personally, and I taught them how to do, because you want to show that you have a great interest in what you have done, and you really loved that which you have done. My dear brothers in Islam, when you analyze this ayah, Allah, many a places Allah says, خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرَضِ. We have created, we have done that, we have done this. In English, it is known as royal pronoun, that we. It does not mean Allah took help with others. There was others helping Allah. It is out of respect, like certain leaders, when they address the people, they say, we have done this, we have promoted this. My dear brothers in Islam, but when it came to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, in this ayah Allah is saying, فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ. I created this human, I modeled him, I shaped him. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. I blew the ruh into this insan by myself. Subhanallah. My dear brothers in Islam, there are many narrations which have come. Some of the narrations are known as Israiliyat, from the previous thoughts and ideas or previous narrations which we will not accept, because for us is Quran and Sunnah. But my dear brothers in Islam, that there are some narrations which we could discuss. For an example, when Allah subhanahu, when this Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created, he was created on the day of Jum'ah. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. That's why the day of Jum'ah is the best day in Islam. فِيهِ خُلِكَ آدَمْ. On this day, Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created. And my dear brothers in Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu was salam, some narration says it was 40,000 years that the entire creation remained in that place before the ruh was blown. Even the angels were surprised that what is this creation. And my dear brothers in Islam, it comes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the ruh into Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. When this ruh reached the center of the head of Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, the first words came out of Nabiuna Adam, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise due to Allah, the Lord of all worlds and universe. My dear brothers in Islam, these were the very first words came out of Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. When this ruh reached the center of his head, that comes in the narration, his knees, and he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And the reply came from Allah, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, this was the beginning of this human, and Allah is saying, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, that I blow ruh into Adam. مِنْ رُوحِي, from my ruh. The ruh Allah directly blow into Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And further Allah is saying, and وَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِرِينَ, and all the angels of Allah fell to Nabiuna Adam in prostration. But this sajada is sajadatul inhina, not sajadatul ibadah. This sajada is the sajada of honor, sajada of respecting, but not the sajada of worship. We only make sajada of worship to one, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for nobody else. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, there are many other narrations mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that ordered Nabiuna Jibreel to go and collect the sand from many parts of the world, or the earth from many parts of the world. Another narration, Inna Allah ta'ala qabada qabudatan min nawahil arud, and Allah collected from many parts of the world little bits of earth and sand and clay. Was collected from many parts of the world, and the human was formed, and this human was designed. And my dear brothers in Islam, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, this human has come up in that shape, in that form. Some are white, some are red in color, some are black in color, some are soft, some are hard. It comes in this hadith because of the substance which was used to form and create this human. My dear brothers in Islam, we as people of Iman, we believe that there is no difference between any race, any color, any culture, anything. As we know, some part of the world, they started giving preference to certain colors over others. And a beautiful incident that we know, in Africa there was the apartheid, that they had given preference to whites. Then the time came, the black government has taken over, in their words if I say. Now, a man from India said, when the white man was in power, I was not recognized because I am brown in color. When the black man came into power, I am still brown in color, I am still not recognized. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, what we need to understand, that we as people of Iman, we do not categorize people according to the color, caste, family, status. We do not categorize. Because every human created by Allah, honored by Allah, valued in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A beautiful incident took place. Isa bin Musa a person, Al-Hashimi, was a person, he loved his wife extremely. He loved his wife extremely. And one day he told her, Anti talikun salata. I give you all three talaq. Illam takuni ahsan min al-qamar. If you are not more beautiful than the moon, if you are not more beautiful than the moon, I am giving you all three talaq. He said this with a good spirit. He did not intend anything negative. He loved her so much, so he was trying to say, you are beautiful than the moon. فَقَامَتْ وَاحْتَجَبَتْ. She stood up. She went behind the curtain. She said, oh, أَنْتَ تَلَّقْتَنِي. You have divorced me. You have divorced me. This man, he expected the moon, but the mountain fell on him. He was so sad the whole night he couldn't sleep. It comes in tafsir. Following day morning, he goes to the Khalifa or the governor at that time known as Mansur. It was the Abbasiyat Khilafa, Abbasi Khilafa. He went and cried and told the incident. Even the Khalifa Mansur felt very hurt when he heard this sad incident. But he said, still we can make a try. Because apparently it is talaq, no choice. Because how can his wife be more beautiful than the moon? My dear brothers in Islam, what happened? The Khalifa invited all the scholars of that time who were present. All of them were present. The incident was put forward. He asked, what is the judgment? Imagine, 99.9% view was talaq has occurred because the word talaq, jidduhunna jiddun wa hazluhunna jiddun. You say talaq seriously, it will occur. You say this out of a joke, it will still occur in Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, all the scholars view that talaq has occurred, husband, wife cannot live, all three talaq has gone through, they must live separately. In that gathering, there was one scholar who was silent. The Khalifa or the governor asked, why are you silent? He said, governor, my view is little different. He asked, what is your view? He replied and he said, Allah says in the Quran, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَتُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah is saying in this ayah, by the fig, وَالتِّينِ والزيتون, Allah is taking oath by the fig, by the olive, وطور سينين, by the mountain سينا, وهذا البلد الأمين, by the sacred house of Mecca, of Kaaba, the house of Allah, which is secured, by the sacred house, or by the sacred city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. لَكَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Verily, we have created this human in best of forms, fi ahsani taqwim, in best of creation. They are the perfect creation in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, O governor, according to this ayah, his wife is more beautiful than the moon. My dear brothers in Islam, the judgment was passed accordingly, and the governor said, you go and live with your family happily. My dear brothers in Islam, the lesson that we take out, first lesson, don't rush with words at home. Number two, that we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this human that you and me and every human the most supreme creation, the most honored creation, the most valuable creation. No words could explain. My dear brothers in Islam, there was one Sahabi came and told, Ya Rasulullah, kad zanaytu, I have committed zina. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked down. He came from the right side. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked down and turned left. He came from the left side. From all sides he came, Ya Rasulullah, I committed this crime. My dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the reality, and he ordered kad rujima, he should be stoned to death. When he was taken to a place and he was stoned to death according to the law of Islam, that a person commits adultery after marriage, this is the hukum in Islamic code, my dear brothers in Islam, and it is not the hukum when there is no proper Islamic governance and code. My dear brothers in Islam, they understand very clearly, when he was pelted, there was one Sahabi cursed and pelted the stone at him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rebuked him. Do not ever say this. Do not ever do this. In the eyes of Allah, he is a valuable person. In the eyes of Allah, he is an honorable person. Do not do this. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to look at people in this way. We need to treat people in this way. This is how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. This is how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged us. A beautiful incident. There was a person called Zahir, a peach black Sahabi. A peach black Sahabi who had no recognition amongst the people. He was a Bedouin living outskirts of Medina. At some days, he will come to Medina al-Munawwara for the purpose of trading. He was a trader. Whenever he comes, he will come to see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yuhibbuhu. He loved him. He also loved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extremely. My dear brothers in Islam, one day he was in the market trading, selling. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went behind him and he hugged him, because he had no recognition amongst the people. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them, you love people whose hearts are broken, who have no faith, because even Allah says in Hadith al-Qudusi, ana inda munkasaratil qulub, I am by the broken hearted, people who have lost hope, people who are away, people who have no hope in their life. Allah is saying, I am with them, I am by them. When you go to them, you will find me there. So my dear brothers in Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to the Sahaba. He went behind him, he hugged him. All the Sahaba were watching. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a joke. مَنْ يَشْتَرِي هَذَا الْعَبَدُ, who will buy this slave? Who will buy this slave? The Sahabi says, the moment Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hugged me, I felt it was the Rasul of this Ummah who have hugged me, subhanallah. And the Sahabi says, تَجِدُونِي كَافِدًا, Ya Rasulallah, don't offer me in the market because I am so cheap. I have no value. I will not get a better price, ya Rasulullah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O my sahabi, do not say like this. Anta indallahi ghal. You are the most valuable person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers in Islam, do we look at people like this? See, take some time and think, where are we now? Our thoughts, our thinking are like this. Our attitude is like this. This is how that we look at people. We are reluctant to say Assalamu alaikum. Wallahi, my dear brothers in Islam, we are reluctant to say Assalamu alaikum. That salam has categories. To a very prominent person, a loud salam and a strong salam. To a simple person, how do we greet? This is how that we are being indoctrinated. This is how our thoughts, this is how our thinking has become. We as people of Iman and Islam must come out of this. This is not our way. You go further, you look these type of things according to the Eastern culture, according to the Western culture. But my dear brothers in Islam, we need to learn to value people. He could be any person, any position in the society, from a labor, a domestic worker, a person, any category. Let us value them as human before we look into their profession and their job that they are in. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah says in the Quran, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْكَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah is saying, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Verily, every person, we have distributed, we have divided their rizq. Every person, certain type of rizq Allah has defined. That's why, وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْكَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ. We see one above the other. One is superior in position, in profession, in wealth. Other one is inferior with regard to the profession and position. وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْكَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا. The world has to continue. One takes service from another. But, my dear brothers in Islam, it is that Allah has given us this post, this name, this position that Allah has given to each one of us. It is not that what we have earned, what we have accumulated, what we possess, what we own. It is not that, my dear brothers in Islam. We need to understand, in my workplace, in my office or job environment, I am in this position, somebody is below me. It does not mean that I look down on him, that I ill treat him, that I misuse or abuse him. My dear brothers in Islam, this position is not that you have earned. It is that Allah has given you and me. It is that Allah has kept us. Allah has kept us in this position. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is watching you and me. How do we deal with them? One day, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was hitting his slave. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held him from the back. إِحْلَمْ يَا أَبُ الْمَسْعُودِ. Calm down, O Abu Mas'ud. What are you doing? لَاللَّهُ أَكُدَرُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْهُ. That Allah has more authority over you
then you have authority over him. Subhanallah. Allah has more authority over you than you have authority over him. How can you treat them so badly? My dear brothers in Islam, if we look at him as a valuable creation of Allah, we will not look down on them. We will not ill-treat them. We will not misuse them. My dear brothers in Islam, today the world that we are living, this is how it is happening. And we, especially people of Islam, must have the best of example where others could see us and will walk into Islam. There are two things that we could do when it comes to people of other cultures who are working in our environment. First thing, maybe they will not embrace Islam, but they will have a good will, a good thinking about Islam. For example, like Abu Talib. Abu Talib, he did not embrace Islam, but he was in the defense of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He supported Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Quraishi came to harm Rasulullah, he defended Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why can't that when we work, we need to make sure at least people of other culture, we should try to bring them to that degree where we remove that hatred from their hearts. We take out the hatred and anger from their hearts. We remove this anger from their hearts, and at least they will have a good thinking about us. Many of us have workers, maids and domestic workers in our homes. How do we treat them? How do we treat them? My dear brothers in Islam, we need to know these are the things in our Sharia, and these are the things which will beautify Islam. These are the things will show the light of Islam to others. Today we greet, we smile, we give a very big welcome to people who could give us a monetary return in our shop, in our business. But my dear brothers in Islam, in our day-to-day life, those workers, those people, we need to look at them as a valuable creation of Allah, as an opportunity that that person could come into Islam. Let me give the best of character, best of behavior, at least the hatred of Islam will be removed. Oh, that person will enter into Islam. There are many incidents which have taken place. So my dear brothers in Islam, we need to look at from this angle, start valuing human at large, start upholding the respect of every person at large, again giving a place and a position to every person at large. And my dear brothers in Islam, today Allah has kept us in this place, and Allah has kept us on a higher place, that Allah could remove that tomorrow. It is in the control of Allah. It is in the control of Allah. It is because of the order of Allah that Allah has kept us in this place. After the battle of Badr, Muslims were victorious, kuffars were killed and etc. The Khalid, a well was filled with the kuffar. Even today it is existing in Badr, my dear brothers in Islam. And the battle of Uhud, Muslims were defeated. They were important sahaba were assassinated. And some of the sahaba were regretting. Allah sends the ayah down, tilka al-ayyam nudawiluha bayna an-nas. These are days that mudawiluha bayna an-nas, we are exchanging them between the people. In that battle, you were victorious. Here, you were defeated. You must also learn to taste little bit of pain. My dear brothers in Islam, there are many incidents mentioned. A beautiful incident. Kana mimman kana qablakum. In one of the books of tafsir, this incident was mentioned, but it carries a lot of lesson. Quran is saying, wa amma sa'il, the beggar, do not rebuke him. Begging is haram. Understood. Begging is haram in Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, you know why the begging is haram? According to some, a man's dignity is so high in the eyes of Allah, he sells his dignity. Begging is all about, he sells his dignity. That's why Islam has made begging haram. Quran is also saying, my dear brothers in Islam, a beautiful incident which will give us good lessons in life. From the previous nation, one day a happy couple sitting together having a very nice meal, a beautiful meal, they are enjoying the meal. Here a beggar knocks the door. This is not a hadith, an incident. The husband told the wife to go and open the door. They opened the door. When the door was opened, she said, "There is a beggar." Husband got angry. He went out. He rebuked and he chased the beggar away. After some time, there was a divorce in this family. This husband wife got separated and she got married to another person. And one day they were having a meal, a beggar came and knocked the door. When they opened the door, the husband said to the wife, "Go and see who have come." When they opened the door, she cried and ran inside. The husband asked, "Why are you crying?" She cried and said, "My ex-husband has come as a beggar today." The husband who was sitting in the table, he said, "I am the previous beggar who came and knocked your house door." My dear brothers in Islam, the position that Allah has kept us, it is an amanat. And remember, Allah is watching you and me. Allah is seeing you and me. That we need to fear Allah. We need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was three people. One was blind, one was a leper, and one was a bald head. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them wealth, enriched them. One has had a goat farm, other one had a cattle farm, another one had other things, and Allah gave all of them wealth. And Allah ordered an angel. This is an authentic hadith. Allah ordered an angel in a form and a shape of a human to go and ask help from all three of them. And this angel in a shape of a human went by the leper. He said, "No, this wealth I have earned for generations, I cannot do anything." The bald head, Allah made him look smart. The leper, Allah cured him and gave wealth. The bald hair man, Allah gave him hair and gave wealth. And he said, "No, I cannot do. I have a lot of commitments." The word in the hadith also commitments. And the third said, "Subhanallah, I was blind, I was nowhere, my Allah gave me all this wealth. Whatever you want, you take and go." And the hadith continues, Allah removed the bounty from both others, and Allah increased the bounty of this person who was blind, and Allah gave him sight and he gave out charity. So my dear brothers in Islam, we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah has kept us, which position that Allah has kept us. Today the world has gone so bad, they called it HR, human resource. Human is not a resource. All the resources in this world are created for this human. Human supposed to enjoy all what Allah has created. Human is not equal to the mule. Human is not equal to the horse. Human is not equal to gold. Human is more valuable in the eyes of Allah. He is not a resource that you use them when you want, and you make sure when he is of no use that you throw him out. So my dear brothers in Islam, this is not our deen. This is not our sharia. We need to value the human. We need to honor the human. When human to human relationship, whether it's between husband and wife, whether it's in between in a house,
or in a bedroom, in a family life, how you treat that woman, how you will honor that woman, how you will value that woman. Today, the in-laws become weaker because when they look into the future of the daughter. But remember that Allah is going to ask you and me tomorrow how that we have dealt with them. When 124,000 Sahaba were present in Hajjatul Wada, more or less Sahaba were present, what did Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them? Did he speak about so many other laws of Sharia? He taught the ritual of Hajj, but so many other branches of Deen was there, so many other needs, much valuable things were there to be spoken. But Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at the Sahaba. He says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَى. You fear Allah with regard to women. You fear Allah with regard to these women. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي النِّسَى. فَإِنَّكُمْ مَخَذْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. You have made that woman halal in your life. You have made that woman lawful in your life because of by taking the name of Allah in the trust of Allah. How will you treat that woman down? How will you misuse that woman? How will you abuse that woman? She only became halal because by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, we need to value every person. That wife at home, we need to uphold her honor. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. Between men and women, there is no difference in rank. There is no difference in rights, my dear brothers in Islam. According to Quran, only different men Allah has given the leadership, and women will follow the men. That is the only thing that Islam has given. Leadership. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. It is the leadership that we are talking, not bossing, not being a manager. You command, you don't practice. A leader in Islam, where Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam practically practiced and made others to follow Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the real leader in Islam. Here, a creation of Allah, a valuable creation of Allah, a mother in Islam. My dear brothers in Islam, where Islam went to the degree in saying that the Jannah is below her foot. My dear brothers in Islam, to this degree Islam had gone. We need to understand, how do we treat them? Do we ill-treat them? Do we speak? My dear brothers in Islam, even in our workplaces, our maids, our women, our wives, there are people saying, at times when these men get angry, they remind our mother, they remind our father, they abuse our mother, they abuse our father. My dear brothers in Islam, things which are made haram in Islam, things which are prohibited in Islam, how do we treat them? Can we remind a person's mother in a negative light? We know what we are talking. Do we know what we are talking? Maybe that person, her mother or his mother, is the most valuable thing that person has. Maybe they have nothing of this world. Maybe she is dependent on you. But my dear brothers in Islam, we cannot treat the way we want. We cannot put their dignity down. It is haram. It comes in the hadith. If a person has accused his slave, slave in Islam means that you own the person from the top of his hair, her hair, till the tip of her toe. That you own her. All what she has belongs to you. All what she earns belongs to you. My dear brothers in Islam, if a master has accused her of adultery, it comes in the hadith, in the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make them stand and give the right, and that master, the hadd of accusation will be implemented by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Imagine when it comes to a wife, she is not on that category. She is not on that level. How do we treat her? How do we talk to her? Is it right that we jump at her? Is it right that we look down on her? Wallahi, my dear brothers in Islam, Islam has prohibited these practices. Today the world is misinterpreting Islam by looking at our lives, by looking at our homes, by looking at our families. The women who are women, they are speaking loudly. They are speaking loudly and the media is in their hand. And they are taking and showing Islam then in a negative light. Let us understand. Let us value our family life. When it comes to children, my dear brothers in Islam, whenever Allah speaks about children, وَوَهَبْنَا, it's a gift from Allah. It is a gift for you and me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a gift given to us. How do we treat them? At times, there are people who remind or who call them with the names of animals. Address them with the names of animals. My dear brothers in Islam, we have no right. It is the amana. The child is the amana given to you and me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we know? Until the age of 10, we cannot even hit that child. We cannot rebuke or punish that child in this degree. And only one place Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَضْرِبُوهُمْ وَهُمْ أَبْنَاءُ عَشَرَ سِنِينَ. Now you command him with salah and he is refusing at the age of 10, then you can hit them. But not to the degree that you bring big wounds. My dear brothers in Islam, Islam has never spoken in the life of Rasul. He has never encouraged. Do we look at our children like that? We think that we own him. We think that he belongs to us. We treat the way that we want. But they are a gift given to us by Allah. Allah is watching us. How we treat them, how we deal with them. My dear brothers in Islam, Masjidun Nabawi, one day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the imam. He was in sajada, in salah. They are the grandchildren of Rasulullah. Hasan or Hussein radiallahu anhu came, climbed on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He couldn't come up off the sajada, he remained. Sahaba said, we were worried. What has gone wrong? Why Rasulullah is not coming up? After a few times, when the child left him, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back from the sajada. And he told, oh my Sahaba, I did this. If I would have come up, I will hurt the child. Who did this? This time, we were in Umrah, alhamdulillah, in Masjidun Nabawi. A father made imamat, father made salat. He kept this small child on the floor and he was making his ibadah. When the salatul jama'ah started, to salatul isha, the father continued making the salat. The child was crying, shouting and crying. After the salat, these were the teachings of Rasul, have remained in their life. There were few Arabs who was angry at the father. I was listening very closely because I want to see what is happening. They never rebuked him because the child was crying. They say, it's a child. He will get scared. Why couldn't you carry him in salat if he is crying? You just left him to cry and you continued your ibadah. They never said, why you brought the child inside the masjid? Or they rebuked, or they scolded. Wallahi, that sunnah remains today. It is better not to bring children. It can disturb. But we know, ibadah of umrah, when families go, they are forced to take the children inside the haram. Even whichever child makes the noise, no one will rebuild because of that love that they have left with the children. And I asked one of these scholars in Medina, why it's so unique that you don't even say anything to a child? They said, you know why? If we start rebuking and punishing, keep on punishing a child, the child will lose his boldness. He will lose his courage. He will lose his determination. He will become coward. He will become fearful. He will become weak. Because the child don't understand, why are you scolding him? This is how they value. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand, in Islam, even to hit a child, because that child do not know the lessons of Quran or to read the Quran, is not permissible. It is not permissible. It is not allowed in our Islam. It is not the right practice. It is against our deen. Just because the child don't know to read the Quran, you can hit him. You can rebuke him. You can punish him. No. You cannot do this. A Sahabi in Salah spoke. All the other Sahaba were frowning at him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him very beautifully, oh, the slave of Allah, in Salah you are not allowed to talk. He said, ما رأيت معلما أحسن منه. I have not seen a teacher better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do we treat? How do we react? We think we must hit him, we must punish him. In one of the Islamic schools, other day a mother called my home, and they informed, the child did a mistake. Child did a mistake. The teacher wrote one notice and hung on her neck saying, I have done this crime, and I have done this. What Allah has not done to you and me, can you do this to a child? If Allah has to write from top till the toe all the sins, all the crimes, all the wrong that you and me have done, will anybody look at us? Can any one of us come to the masjid? Can I sit here? Allah has kept it behind the screen. Allah has covered. Allah says, in the day of Qiyamah, when people of Iman, they will have wrong weaknesses, they will have wrong, they would have sinned. When they come, I cover them with my mercy and I do the reckoning for them. This child was punished in this way. We need to understand. Another father called me, my child used a mobile phone in a religious institution. They have hit him from top of his head till the toe. Morna, you come, you will see marks on my son's body. Wallahi, haram. It is not Islam, it is Satanism. It is from Shaitan. We need to value. It is not a normal, a child is not a normal thing. It's an amana given to us by Allah. It is a gift given to us by Allah. It is a valuable creation of Allah. If the value of a child is this, what about the elderly person? We need to come out of this thinking, of this Eastern thinking. We have to come out. It is against Islam and it is bringing bad image towards our deen, towards Deenul Islam. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, today we need to learn, we need to understand, we need to bring a change. World is misinterpreting when human, as we people of Islam, have failed to recognize human. That world is misinterpreting you and me. When it comes to elderly person, how much honor that Islam has spoken, how much respect that Islam has spoken. Do you know, my dear brothers in Islam, it comes in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many a times it is not spoken, that if a person wants another person to stand and respect him,
فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقَعَدَهُ فِي النَّارِ. Get the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Example, a person wants, another person must stand and respect me because I am a superior person. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he must make his abode in Jahannam. Is it something simple? Do we consider this to be a kabair? Our maid is sitting, our servant is sitting, we walked into the house, she is sitting and waiting, we got angry, furious. If we want her to stand, she will stand. But we must stand in Jahannam. Wa na'udhu billah. And there are narrations like Ali radiallahu anhu saying, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked people to stand and respect people. It is not our deen. It is not our sharia. Yes, Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu came. Kumu li sayyidikum. It was the elder sahabi. He came. One instant, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stand and make him sit, or give him the place, and stand and welcome him. There was one instant, and the ulama write, because he was at the old age, out of respect and love, that you felt and you did. This is the value in the eyes of Allah. And do we know, when an elderly person, we look at him, maybe he is in the days of pension, commercially not viable, like the world says today. But my dear brothers in Islam, that Islam looks at it, inna min akbarikum barakatan. But the elders of y'all, the elders of y'all carries the highest amount of barakah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, let us understand the value of insaniya, value of this humanity. Let us start valuing people. Let us start honoring people. Let us start greeting people. Let us start smiling at people. There is a book written, places where in which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled at the sahaba, smiled at people. He spoke at people. That Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that even to smile at your Muslim brother, بِوَجْهٍ طَلِيقًا, with a full face, you greeting him, you smiling at him, that itself is charity and ibadah in the eyes of Allah subhanahu. My dear brothers in Islam, let us value people from our heart. Yesterday somebody spoke to me, and I make sure I break out a dialogue and I try to collect information. An elderly person told me, Maulana, today is not people to people talking. There was a time in the past that we were really friends. We valued people for people. But today it is money to money talking. Today it is profession to profession talking. Today it is position to position talking. It is power to power talking. My dear brothers in Islam, the day that power goes away, the day that position goes away, the day that beauty goes away, the day that wealth goes away, no one will talk to that person. Let us earn people by the way taught to us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us learn to value people. Let us learn to respect people. When the very first instant, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, that Allah is saying, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, I am going to place my khalifa on this earth, my successor on this earth, my ambassador on this earth, who will promote the deen of Islam. What did the angel say? قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. Ya Allah, you are trying to send a creation who is going to fight everything they fight. Today we take the world, in business we fight, in family life we fight, in position we fight, in power we fight. This is what the angel says. قَالُوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء. One who caused corruption on this earth, one who shed blood on this earth, one who will not value people on this earth. He said, نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ. We are, Ya Allah, we are sufficient. We are glorifying you continuously, non-stop. We are praising you. We are glorifying you. وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. And we are thanking you or glorifying and etc. Why you must create such a creation? Now the question comes, how does the angel knew about us? Because there was no human lived before us. My dear brothers in Islam, there are many commentaries given. Some says they have seen in Lawhul Mahfuz about the humanity. That's why they are talking. Or before human, 1,000 years before, jinnat lived on this planet. And they did all these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a team of angels, and Iblis was from the jinn. He was heading the army, and they came and chased all of them, all the jinnat. That's how the angels know. And many other commentaries are given. But Allah knew what this human will do. Still Allah used the word Khalif, ambassador. Subhanallah. Today, we say that certain ambassador is coming, we are ready to meet him because he is a superior person. But my dear brothers in Islam, let us think for a moment, if each one of us start looking at each other in this way, what will happen? What will happen? 27th night, we are excited for the night of Laylatul Qadr. Why? Because angels are visiting. Jibreel is coming to this world. Do you know, my dear brothers in Islam, the ayah continues, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاء. That Allah saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala personally, in this ayah Allah is saying, Allah taught Nabiuna Adam names of everything on this universe. From mountain, what is a mountain, what is a tree, what is a plant, what is an animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught to Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah told, O Adam, Ambi'uni bi asma'i ha'ula. Then it was asked the angels, do you know these things? Angels were silent. Angels were silent. Here Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam started saying one after the other, and he became superior above the angels. And the ulama writes, in this place, human race overpowered angels in rank and status of knowledge. My dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand such a valuable creation. Let us start valuing them. Let us start honoring them. Let us start respecting them. Let us remind ourselves finally that in Hajjatul Wada, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa aradakum haramun alaykum ka hurumati yawmikum hadha wa fi shahrikum hadha wa fi baladikum hadha. O my sahaba, indeed your blood is so valuable. Learn to value life. Learn to value the blood of human. Dima'akum. That's why Quran is saying, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. That person kills a valuable soul, he will dwell in Jahannam forever and forever. He will not come out of the Jahannam. A person kills another believing soul. And my dear brothers in Islam, further Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ. Learn to value the wealth of others. Don't try to conquer the wealth of others. Don't usurp the wealth of others. Don't take the wealth of others. Trading is something encouraged. Don't try to trample others. Don't try to wound others. This wealth can remain with you today. It can be taken away from you tomorrow. Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum. Value the wealth of believers. Wa a'radakum. Value the dignity and the honor of a person. Today, my dear brothers in Islam,
a very great weakness in our society, a very bad weakness in our society. A person has committed sin. Everybody commits sin. There is no one is great on this earth. No one can say, I am perfect. He is lying. My dear brothers in Islam, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Kullu bani Adam khatta'un. All the sons of Adam are sinners. My dear brothers in Islam, wa khayru khatta'in at-tawwabun. But the best amongst them are those who repent. My dear brothers in Islam, today a person has committed a sin, a major sin. Family throws him out. People look down on him. People speak ill about him. Maybe that person made one sajda at night. He cried in front of Allah and he said, Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah had definitely forgiven him. Maybe he has made sincere tawbah. Now he has become the closest person to Allah. He has become the closest person to Allah. The moment you start rebuking him, speaking ill about him, looking down on him, my dear brothers in Islam, that in the eyes of Allah, you are a sinner and he is a person forgiven and all your good deeds are going to him. Only time that we could speak about the weakness of a person when we some oppression done to us, or we want to protect the society from the harm. Oh my dear brothers in Islam, we need to bring this person to just and truth and honesty. This is the time that we can speak his weakness out. If not, we cannot speak about his weakness to another person. The other day somebody called me and started listing the weakness of a person. I told him, stop. No use that you talking, because I have no link to this person. The best person is so and so. You go to him, he will be able to call him and give him good advice. Why? Why we are in the mission of putting another person down? Let us value human. In this Hajjatul Wada, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a life of a believer, wealth of a believer, honor of a believer and a human is sanctified, honored, dignified, like how these days of Arafah and Makkah, these days of Hajj is honored. It is honored like how the city of Makkah is honored. It is honored like how the Kaaba is honored on equal stand. Like how the month of Hajj is honored. Do we have anything more than this? Whatever we do, we need to have these thoughts in front of us in my family life. When I go home, when I look into my wife, my children, my relatives, my family, we need to have these thoughts in front of us. When we go to our workplaces, when we are with our employees, that we need to have this thought process. When we trade and promote business, we cannot conquer any person. We cannot conquer the world. What is destined and written will come to us. If we try to conquer, Allah will conquer us. Let us allow others to exist and let us exist as well. Let us promote trade in a healthy manner, in a united manner. Allow the minor to exist and the major to exist. Some people in business that I hear continuously, they are saying, I am doing this to hit the small guy down, because they are spoiling the market. This is a direct Western thinking. There are consequences will follow behind this. My dear brothers in Islam, you, your capability, your strength and your ability is limited. But Allah is more powerful than that. What you can do to a person is very limited. But what Allah can do anything with that person. Let us have these thoughts when we promote trade, when we promote business, when we promote economic activities. Let us keep the best of examples as people of Islam, people of our deen, and make others to see the light of Islam, make others to come into the deenul Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of His noble deen, make us best of people. A beautiful dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ja'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi ayunin nafi kabira. Aw kama qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Allah, make me look nothing in my sight. Make me feel that I am useless in my sight. But make me some person valuable and important in the sight of the people. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.